This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 690. I'm Brian Kilby. It's the first time I've been back in, 2 weeks?
Why are you so echoey?
I'm in a new house, and there's literally nothing in this room but me and podcasting equipment and a desk. But that's podcasting equipment.
So I didn't host two weeks in a row, though, did I? Like, I hosted 1 week, then you were back, then I hosted the week after that.
Oh, I thought you did. Two in a row.
I think so.
Okay. Well, last week, buying a house sucks. It turns out that my lender supposedly didn't send a form for me to sign. And my realtor was freaking out about it, which in turn made Kim freak out about it, which in turn made me freak out about it. And all this happened right before this, literally, as I think I called Chris to start pre-show. Turned out it was a nothing burger. It was nothing. And this was the day before closing. So, hey, so that's good. No radon. Radon's an acceptable level. So I'm not going to get superpowers or hopefully lung cancer. But I'm tired. And I still have my entire collection. I have not even started moving that. That is all the other house. Every single item. Yeah. So, yeah. Funny. But
you're going to need a bigger boat.
You know, the room I'm in she'll be four here next week, a week from today. This will be her room. Right now she's sharing it with the baby until we get the basement finished. God, I want the basement finished so bad. So what I'm going to do until we finish it, I'm literally walling off one room. I'm getting a tarp, and I'm literally tarping off a section of the basement where I'm putting my collection so that people or cats don't get into it. Yeah. And it'll be like an excavation here months later, going in and seeing what I have. I should do videos. And it'll all be new to me at that point. And a lot of it is new to me since I haven't really touched a lot of it. A lot of it's just stayed in boxes as I picked them up. Yeah. But, yeah. So, with me, hey, we got Chris, Diecast, John, Matt, and Rob. Don is celebrating his girlfriend's B-Hay today. B-Hay, that's what he put in the text. I guess he meant B-Day, her birthday.
I would assume.
But it's the B-Hay.
I don't know what you guys do in the Carolinas, so I don't know.
Virginia.
Same thing, says the Texan.
Yeah. Man, I'm tired. Literally, I don't know why I'm hoarse, but ever since the move, I've been hoarse. I don't know if it's different air. Is it being tired?
It's that radon.
The radon. So.
You're going to express your mutant powers soon. That's what it means.
Yeah, that would be fun. So, man, a lot of stuff has happened in the last week. It's pretty crazy. I can't wait to catch up on it. I for our patrons at patreon.com/TFRadio. We love you, by the way. I didn't get one of the news items posted for a couple days because I literally didn't have access to a computer for three straight days. And it wasn't that bad. Of course, now... I shouldn't do this during the show, but I'm going to. I'm going to show off. Do a little speed test. See what it looks like. It's probably going to fail.
And then everything caught on fire.
So my download is a little better than it was. Right now it's going at about 800, 900. I'm only showing off. Literally the only reason I care is for the podcast.
Oh, I know what the download problem is. His internet is so fast that we're actually getting what he's saying before he's saying it.
Yeah. But hopefully this means less stuttering, less issues getting video uploaded. So 560 up for right now, which normally before it was 40 up. So hopefully our video streaming will be better. And hopefully less crashing, yeah. So pretty excited about that. So the move's not all bad.
Just mostly. Man.
So let's go ahead and talk about what we got this week. And I'll speak for Don. Don was expecting Earthrise RC.
Oh.
Poor guy. He opened up his package from Amazon.
A couple days late.
No, it was Cyberverse RC, which he already has.
Two of.
Yeah, which here's a bit of advice. If the description of the item on Amazon says one thing and you buy it because of the picture, it shows that it's something else, it's almost certain that the picture is wrong. If everything on that product page says it's a duck, but the picture shows it's a cow, you're getting a duck.
But might I get a duck that has like cow spots? Because that'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
That's like the same thing as dating apps.
Yeah.
Okay, not going there.
No, XE, what you'll get is a Cyberverse RC.
No, I have one of those.
Yeah. Not a cow or a duck. Oh, you get another one. Yeah, a troop builder.
I mean, I could just, like, if I want to do that, just go on, like, Hasbro Toy Shop, because they got them up there for free shipping, too.
Chris, why don't you go first?
Yeah, sure. So let's talk about the thing that several of us have at this point, I think, which is the Earthrise Quintesson Judge.
You like it?
It's very good at being a floating egg with five faces on it.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it needs to be.
Yeah, no, I'm not phrasing it that way to like backhandedly complain about it. It's doing what it's supposed to be doing. For $30, it's falling off of its chair.
It always falls off its chair.
Yeah, I think I overestimated the strength of that, and I think I lost the little gun that I had on the.
Oh, the gun is. I've dropped the gun several times.
I'm sure I can find that later if I remember to look for it. Not the worst thing if I lose that. No, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's even got the little action gimmick with the lever on the back so you can cycle through the faces. I feel like the mechanics on this are a little bit too aggressive because like it's really easy to just like skip past a face or two unless you do it really slow and careful, which is not exactly conducive to how it's designed. Like it's something where it feels like you want to go full force on it and make it spin around like that, which I mean is cool and funny, but if you just like want to gradually cycle through the faces, it's a little bit trickier to do that. I also find like, you know, there's this nice hollow cavity in here, so you could probably like put a candle in that or something. I wouldn't actually recommend doing that, but you know. And like the base mode, I haven't messed with that too much, but like I kind of like the concept of that, the Quintesson being able to turn into its own jail, at least for, you know, Battlemaster size things. It's a neat extra, and I guess kind of a novel way of solving the problem of what do you make a Quintesson transform into, since everything has to transform somehow or other, unless you're Alpha Quintesson from Energon, in which case you just kind of sit there and do nothing and don't even have five faces. That was such a bad everything. And even though it doesn't peg... Oh, I didn't lose the gun. I had the gun on the bottom of the chair where it stores. Go me. So even though the Quintesson doesn't like tab super securely in the chair, I kind of like the chair. I like that as a thing. Like it's got the little energy beam to float on if you just want to have it sitting on a tabletop or something. But you can also just have it floating on its beam in a chair, which amuses me to no end. Unfortunately, this uses a specific proprietary connection, so there is no way to use this as like a blast effect on anything else. But it's interesting because it's got this like mechanical fastener in it, so there's a little lever on the end that you pull down to release the tension on it to plug it in or out. So it holds in there really securely, and I wouldn't try to yank this out without using the lever.
Really?
Because
mine's fallen off a couple times.
Well, I guess you got a bad one because mine, like, the brain case falls out before the thing falls off of the energy effect. Maybe you don't have yours clipped in all the way.
I mean, I guess it holds it all right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't try to pull that out without using the little catch on the base of it, though, because you'll probably end up stressing or breaking those tabs in there, and then it won't hold on very well.
I think I dropped it, and it kind of fell apart. So,
well, I mean, I dropped this a minute ago, and it didn't fall apart, so like, I still posit that you might have a bad one. But yeah, I mean, for $30, it might be a little bit much, but I know... a lot of people were able to get in on Target's pricing error and buy one, get one half off sale early this year.
should have done that.
I did. So I actually have another one of these coming on Friday. And then, you know, if the Quintesson Pit of Judgment pans out, I'll get that and I'll have three Quintessons, which I think is enough for, you know, my biomechanical legal system needs.
That is the correct amount of Quintessons to have, yes.
I mean, either three or five.
I want five.
If three is the correct minimum amount to have.
Yeah, and when I troop build stuff, I usually, like, three will be my default. Now, sometimes I go higher than that, but three is usually where I feel like, okay, this represents, you know, an adequate number of them. And if I want to do, like, photography stuff, it's enough where I can kind of use trick angles and sometimes compositing to fill out a bigger group if I need that effect. You know, if you only have one or two, that suddenly becomes a lot more labor. To go with my Quintesson, I have the Deluxe Alicon.
What?
How do you like it, since you're probably the only person that has that?
Yeah, I think I'm the only one of the group that has this so far. So everything it looks like from the pictures is true in real life. So, like, it's totally just the robot kind of crouching with an alligator head. And it looks more like some weird kind of goblin thing than an alligator robot thing.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it could be worse.
Earthrise RC.
But at the same time, it's no, like, Legends Sharktacon.
But what is?
That's true, but, like, it's not unreasonable to hope for something to live up to that level. You know, especially being a deluxe versus a Legends class. The robot mode is, you know, chunky, blocky, it's okay. The posability's fine. It's not, like, a thrilling figure to have, but it does its job well enough. The main problem I have, two problems. I don't like how the robot legs work in the alt mode, where you just kind of have it crouching. Or if you go strictly by the instructions, you have it more standing upright with the knees bent, and then it looks even more dumb. The other thing I don't like, and this is something that we identified from the pictures very early on, is the alternate mode arms that are just riveted onto the robot forearms, and all you can really do with them in robot mode is flip them back out of the way, but they're still there in plain sight. It's really non-ideal, and it's a case where, rather than riveting them on, I wish they would have just been on, like, a 5mm peg or something. Like, give me the option to remove them. You know, for aesthetic purposes. For something like this, I'll take the compromise. It's not like, you know, taking a third or more of RC off of the robot to streamline its proportions. But yeah, I mean, it's fine. I have two more on pre-order that I'm not canceling, so I am not particularly down on it. And if the Bailiff retool becomes available outside of that pit set, I'll probably get some of them too, because they're unique enough. So it's more simple than I'd like, but it does its job pretty well, and the deco's good on it, and all the joints on this one feel really nice. So like, this could be a way worse experience, and at most it's just kind of feeling average, I guess. So, you know, take that as you will in the long run. What else did I get? So this isn't, like, a new thing, but it's new to me, and so there's going to be a small story with this in presentation. I got ConstructBots Soundwave. Now, for anybody who's too young with us to remember what ConstructBots were, around 2013, 2014, Hasbro decided to basically make Transformers Bionicle. So ConstructBots was a line of construction toys, basically, of frame parts and weapon accessories and different things like that, vehicle mode chunks. For the most part, there was not a lot of different part variation in this. Like, mostly, a lot of stuff shared vehicle mode parts, so mostly the unique parts were just the robot heads. Now, the reason I bought ConstructBot Soundwave, I got pretty cheap off of eBay. The reason I bought that was because Soundwave has these parts in dark blue. So this is like a jet engine from the aircraft alt mode it has.
Ah.
And the reason I wanted that was because it's actually a very close match to Rotorstorm. And if you peg those on, you have something that looks a little bit more like G1 Rotor Storm with the Turbomaster engines.
Oh, very clever. Awesome. Nice.
I can't take credit for this idea. Somebody on Japanese Twitter posted pictures of this, and I don't remember the username for that at the moment. I probably have that in my favorites. I will try to retweet that again after the show, so follow me at ChrisRTXV on Twitter if you're interested in finding out the original source. Now, in the case that you don't like how these look on here, and the blue is not a perfect match. The ConstructBot Soundwave blue is slightly more purple than what's on Rotor Storm, but just like visually in hand under normal lighting, it's absolutely close enough. But if you don't quite like how these look on here, and of course, since it's 5mm peg, you can't hold these as guns in robot mode. Soundwave ConstructBot also comes with these smaller, also kind of jet rocket engine things, which you can attach in much the same way, and these end up looking a little bit more proportional. So you can have those attached like that, and also have something kind of Turbomaster-like on there. So I invested in the ConstructBot Soundwave to dress up my Generation Selects Rotor Storm a little bit, and now it's that much closer to being perfect.
Nice. Rotor Storm is one of my favorite G1 toys, so the idea that you can take that Soundwave part, which I have that Soundwave somewhere, and repurpose it. Yeah, so,
like, the colors vary, but there was an Optimus versus Megatron, really, like, the biggest set in the initial offering of ConstructBots was Optimus versus Megatron. It was two complete ConstructBot kits in one, like, cardboard sleeve. And in that, you got basically every kind of common part there was, plus one or more of every weapon accessory. Not in this color specifically, but like probably if you have a couple ConstructBots, you have a version of this part in some color. So if you're not too particular, or you are like willing to do some painting to get it exactly right, you know, you can probably salvage from something you already have. And if not, these are not expensive on eBay, especially if you get a loose one. I alluded on Twitter probably 10 or 12 days ago now that I had bought something really stupid on an odd whim, and that was that. But like, I'm really happy with how this has turned out, and I wasn't even expecting to get the secondary jet engine option with those smaller gray pieces. That was just something I noticed when I took Soundwave out of the shipping box and saw how the wings were constructed. So nice little bonus there, and one or the other set of these parts is going to be permanently living on Rotor Storm. I might look into if I can figure out a way to adapt an appropriately sized peg or socket onto one of these so I can use blast effects. There's no way to interface those right now. But, you know, that'll be something for a little further down the line. Like, a 5mm socket or something probably wouldn't be too hard to fit into either end of this and not have it look terrible. And then you can have explosions and beam effects and stuff. So I think it'd be worthwhile. And, well, I bought a $7 or $8 reflector from Ross the other day when I needed some retail therapy. But, you know, that's not really worth talking about. And I think that's all I got this week.
Cool. Matt, you do anything?
Oh, I got so many things. I'll go through them fairly quickly, though. I got some Marvel Legends stuff. I got the black costume Storm that I needed to finish my Jim Lee X-Men. And I got the Classics packaging Gray Beast because he has the head sculpt that I really wish the blue one would have come with. But let's see. Put those three. And I got the Kingpin, who comes on a giant blister card.
Oh, nice.
Because that build-a-figure is ridiculous on the secondary market, and he came in a wave of absolute crap figures that I did not want.
I got that whole wave just for Kingpin.
Yeah, I was not willing to sink that cost in, no matter how badly I wanted that Kingpin. As far as Power Ranger stuff goes, I got Zordon and Alpha.
Oh, nice. And
Zordon lights up. He's very, very nice.
That looks a lot better with the light on.
It's not as bad as the photos made it.
Yeah, it just looks better in person, period. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, like, it seems like what they did with that, they it's either metallic plastic or metallic paint over the molded face sculpt. And mm-hmm. when it actually catches like normal light, it looks more like the distorted way Zordon looked in the show. It's definitely not something that comes across in photos, unfortunately.
Yeah. I got the Lord Draken figure when they did the second run of this. I skipped it the first time because it's Tommy and I didn't care, but then the FOMO got me. And then they announced Draken version 3 and I was like, you know what, screw it. I don't want this Draken anymore. And then it shipped before I could cancel it.
Oops.
Of course.
Of course. And I also found the new Power Morpher.
Nice.
Walmart. Very nice. Sadly, it does not have an off button, so I don't know what Hasbro was thinking there. So, I mean, you might want to take your batteries out.
Didn't I observe that the Lightning Collection Draken Dagger also doesn't have an off?
Now that you mention it, I think you did, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Hasbro, new learning for you.
Off buttons, yes. But it comes with various... sounds like the sounds and the color of the lights change out depending on which power coin you put in.
Oh, neat.
So moving on to Transformers, I got Snapdragon last week and I like him better than pretty much everybody else seems to. His dragon, air quotes, dragon mode is absolutely the worst of the three modes.
Okay.
The jet is fine. The robot is fine. The dragon is very much the jet turned upside down with his thrusters turned into legs. Like, and I totally get what you were talking about, Chris. Like, it does not feel like you're doing a whole lot going from mode to mode.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a Voyager.
Yeah. And I mean, he's pretty wide at the hips and very narrow at the shoulders, which just kind of an odd visual there when you look at it from certain angles. But
very T-Rex-ish from here.
Yeah, but like I said, the robot mode is good, and the jet mode is good, and the dragon mode is acceptable for a jet turned upside down standing on thrust. And I got Scorponok.
Nice.
Scorponok is glorious and really heavy, like way heavier than I thought. And I actually really like the Zarek component, the Mega Zarek component, the head.
Yeah.
That does not transform the way you would think it does.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's some involved steps there that just surprised the crap out of me when I took them out of the box. I really like this thing. And one more thing, granted, I was actually having a pretty bad day today. Just, you know, feeling down, but luckily Skylynx arrived to save my day.
Oh, excellent.
And he is excellent. The bird mode is, you know, a shuttle standing on chicken legs. Okay. What did you expect? But I mean, when you put all the pieces together, he is big. He has a decent amount of weight to him. Really poseable, just absolutely glorious. The only way this thing would be better is if he had a sound chip so he could tell you how awesome he is himself.
Well, if it was 2008.
Yeah. And I did forget a Power Ranger. I found the Dino Charge White Ranger from Walgreens, and boy, is he missing a lot of paint. Like,
are you going to fix that?
Of course I'm going to fix that. Like, you think I can let that stand? Look at that helmet. That's...
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. And he is also missing some paint details below his knees on his legs. They cut the black off. There's none of the black trim on his sword and his, which I was totally expecting. His morpher has no paint on it at all.
Oh gee.
The head sculpt is acceptable as far as Lightning Collection figures go. There are definitely worse ones, but there are definitely better ones. But again, you know, Dino Thunder, like 15 years ago by now. So, wow. or more.
Shut up. You know, I don't want to, like, put ideas in their head, especially along this line, but, like, I really have to wonder if they could, you know, push the price point to $25 and actually, like, restore some of that paint that they're having to cut.
Well, look at what they're doing with Marvel Legends. Marvel Legends have been sliding up to 25, and I think the Star Wars figures have been starting to slide up there, too.
I honestly don't pay attention to any of those lines, so I don't have a frame of reference for that.
That's why I figured I'd
tell you. No, that's good. That's good.
But that is finally all I got this week.
Cool. Diecast, what'd you get?
Oh, I got the same thing that Chris got in the Quintesson Judge. Again, mine is a little loose at the connector, I think. The only thing that I wanted to mention about the Quintesson Judge is the chair. They made the one peg that the Quintesson Judge is supposed to tab onto, and they made it. They obviously knew it was too long because the other peg on here is a lot longer. So they shortened this peg, but they didn't shorten it enough. And that's why it's falling off, is because it doesn't still sit flush. There's a small gap in between.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
The chair and the stand.
Time for some sanding then?
You either got to sand it or just live with it.
You can live with it.
Other than that, I really like him. And the other thing that I didn't hear Chris mention is the faces. Some of the faces you can actually move.
Oh, yeah.
The mouse if you want to.
Three of them, I think.
Yeah. And nice. This is the most important one to me. I think it's perfectly awesome for $30. I was happy to get this. And then I'm thinking about it. I'm like, you know, I do really need three of these. And
you are guilty of needing three of them.
I am guilty. And I'm also guilty of ordering, you know, at least three Alicons. So that's going to be a thing.
I kind of wish this face had a movable mouth.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it doesn't.
That's the one that seems like it needs to be, like, you know, just all jolly and chatting.
Yeah.
Is that the one that has a celebratory chuckle?
You know, I honestly can't remember. I need to rewatch Five Faces of Darkness.
And then
I haven't watched any G1 in a long time.
Yeah. And then what I also got, Matt got, the Power Ranger Morpher. I was kind of disappointed it doesn't do the Power Ranger theme song. I totally thought it would do that, and I was like trying to figure out a way. I'm like, where's the option for the Power Ranger theme song? And it's just not there. So this, you know, kind of is perfectly acceptable for me to keep the Bandai one, because the Bandai one has it. This feels more like a toy.
The Bandai one is also made of metal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And has an off switch.
The paint on this is not perfect. I think, yeah, it's the Bandai one is definitely better for a display piece.
Yeah, you see how my paint looks better than that diecast? That's because I fixed it.
Oh, you fixed it?
Yes, Gundam markers.
Ah. Yeah, it needs Gundam markers, especially around the black right there. I'm sure that's what you fixed, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty bad in some spots. So
I also see that you have the Tyrannosaurus coin. That's good, because the Mastodon is my trademark. So
okay, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I the voices are all pretty good too. Like, they did use the original show clips.
Yeah.
For each coin.
Unfortunately, the quality's not great from what I've heard, and the Austin St. John voice clip sounds disturbingly like Steve Cardenas.
Yeah, some of them sound better. Like the Tyrannosaurus one, I when I first played it, I could not instantly recognize it from the show. But the Yellow Ranger one, that was definitely a little bit better done. Or just translated better, I don't know, to whatever, you know, recording format it went to.
Yeah.
But they're also not entirely screen accurate, because the background is not supposed to change color. It's just supposed to stay red.
Yeah.
But I actually like the fact that it changes the color with the coin. It's just a, you know, added bonus to me.
I like the fact that and the Legacy one technically coexist. Like, the Legacy one you have to get on the secondary market, but, like, there's two very different approaches to this collector grade power morpher. Each one is doing something pretty different. So if you don't like this one, you can try to go for the other one. Like, and what Diecast is saying about the Hasbro one feeling more like a toy feels very consistent with my findings with Dragon Daggers.
The real quick, the one upside that this one has over the Bandai that I've noticed is the Bandai one has like a screw hole right here that has always just bugged the crap out of me. This one escapes that.
I don't have either of those. If I was going to pick one version to get, I'd probably hunt down a Legacy Power Morpher, because I think that's just more consistent with what I would want out of that kind of product.
I did go a little hunting crazy this weekend. I went to a number of Targets looking for those Star Wars Target exclusives, the Galaxy's Edge. And I did find some of those. I don't have them down here to show off, but I found like the Red Trooper with the cape. And they were, maybe because they were exclusives, I'm not sure, but they were $25 a piece from Target. And there was one I couldn't find. There was a Mountain Trooper, I think it's called, and I could not find him for the life of me. The other thing I got in the mail, which kind of got crushed because, you know, how Amazon ships these types of boxes, is I got the exclusive G.I. Joe, what is he called? Storm Shadow.
Arctic Mission.
So, Arctic Storm Shadow, or, yeah. So, I got him, too. Now, if only I could find those Target exclusive Cobra Troopers and Baroness, I'd be good. Yeah, how do you like it out of package? I didn't take it out of the package.
I don't really care for them.
Yeah.
No, they're boring. Not all of them. He is.
Did you find any Cobra Troopers yet?
Hell no.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like we'll probably just have to wait for them to get a regular release and not a Target release. I think they're going to modify it and re-release it in a regular wave. So,
you know, it's possible too. Do you remember with Marvel Legends they did on Hasbro Pulse 2 packs of the AIM soldiers?
Yeah.
At a little bit lower price. Like, they could do something like that too with Cobra troop builders.
I wouldn't be surprised to see that pop up at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to, but they absolutely should.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all I got this week. Everything else says it's supposed to be here tomorrow, but it didn't ship yet. So
yeah, I know how that feels.
Doubts.
John?
Nothing different from everybody else, so I will pass.
Rob?
Nothing, but speaking of showing up tomorrow, I finally got shipping notice on my Skylinks, so...
Woohoo! Oh, good! I'm glad!
Yeah.
He's now, really if nice. Only Enjoy I could that. Get a shipping notice on my Netflix...
yeah, seriously.
Wave 1 figures.
I hope the... I think I only pre-ordered Soundwave out of those. I hope it doesn't disappear into the ether.
Well, Soundwave is Wave 2, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's not out yet, but just... with it. I hope that them just never getting shipped is not establishing a pattern here.
Well,
especially after the big thing they went through for those Wave 2 pre-orders. But
if you want to see why I, you know, went nuts this weekend and went looking for stuff at Walmart, like the Power Ranger stuff, that's because who knows if they're ever going to ship, you know, even though I have a pre-order.
Yeah.
So I, like with Walmart, you might as well get it in the store if you can find it, and then just cancel your online pre-order because you don't know with them.
So anybody who's not watching the show live, I love the fact that Brian has become so bored. He's just sword fighting with his He-Man and Storm Shadow in his in his video frame.
So
look, you gotta do what you gotta do to stay awake.
Oh, He-Man won.
So of course he has the power.
Yeah, I found all the Masters of the Universe Origins figures except for Skeletor, Orko, and the Sky Sled. So.
My Walmart literally has 23 Skeletors.
Okay.
I think I'm going to continue else. Just to look.
No, please take some of our Skeletors.
How much do you think shipping would be? As we
$8. Whatever much? Basic priority mail is. Basic priority mail, $8-ish.
What about for two?
Probably 10.
Okay. I'll PayPal you.
Okay.
So, I want to actually talk about the Masters Universe Origins figures, because they're not exactly what I was thinking. I was literally thinking there would be old school Masters Universe, similar plastic. I know times have changed and, you know, cost and everything has changed, but I was expecting it to be that sort of shiny, slick, weird, non-action figure-y plastic and literally just basically be the same design, but with joints. And no, they're really modern action figures. It's a modern action figure. It just,
are they the same size as the originals? A funky
looking design. What, Rob?
Are they the same size as the originals?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I like it. I like that it looks vintage, sort of. And, but it is in almost every way a modern figure with joints and articulation. So it's kind of cool. I also got the Quintesson Judge. I need more. It doesn't need to transform. It just needs to be evil.
Yes.
Yeah. I, unlike everybody else, I did get the Earthrise Star. Earthrise Megatron. If I put it beside of the Siege figure, you can tell a difference. But you take away the one accessory and you randomize it and you put it in front of me, I don't think I could tell you the difference. But side by side, it looks better. It looks more like G1 Megatron.
Interesting.
But otherwise, you don't need it.
Well, I'll be getting it with G2 paint, so that's yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, and that's acceptable.
Now, something else I just got today, and I didn't know what to think. I've really been fiddling with it during the show to get a good feel for it, and I didn't think it was going to be as bad as people said, but it really is. Earthrise RC is pretty horrible.
Oh, wow, that looks worse in hand.
It does, doesn't it?
That's so sad.
So
especially from that slightly top down angle.
Yeah.
That's just a stick figure on a big block of plastic.
It really is.
It's never not gonna bug me that they not only did the extensive backpacking but also did Bandai paint. That's like insult to injury.
But the thing is, with it being a backpack, they could have at least made it the best damn backpack transformer ever. Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's panel-y. The transformation is inelegant and not directly intuitive. So it has this deal here. So the back of the car tabs into the hood. To transform it, you pop that back, then you rotate it around this piece here. And that piece has, I don't know how you describe it. It's, what would that, it's like a peg that's embedded into a ring that you can push up or pull up or push down to fit it into place.
So a slider, like, are you saying?
A slider, that makes sense. So the panels are really thin and I'm afraid I'm going to break it. So it's like, they could have made it a little thicker.
Well, they could have made RC a little thicker, too.
Yeah.
I think it's finally time to just give up and retire that RC design altogether and come up with something new.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And on the subject of breaking things, I forgot I wanted to mention, with the Alicon's little dinky gator arms, the first time you move them, you want to get by the base where the rivet is and move from there. Because both of these arms were slightly fused in place, and this is bendy plastic, so if you try to crank on a little too hard from the end, you could twist or otherwise potentially damage it. It probably would be fine, but, you know, take a moment of care and just make sure it's going to be okay, because it seems to move perfectly freely after that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quick question on that, on RC.
Yeah.
Is Generations RC already too expensive to just re-release?
Yeah.
I would want to say yeah.
Because otherwise, things like this, I would be I believe swallow your pride and just re-release that.
I believe it's actually still in stock at Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah. Possibly in the wave set with Chromia and Windblade, but none of those are particularly bad toys, so it's
not really bad not.
Toys. No, that Chromia was off the Prime RC mold, that's actually a good toy.
Yeah, I really liked that figure.
you know, I think my favorite RC is still the Hascon exclusive RC.
Because it's doing something different.
Wow, the Headmaster. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That design, this design sucks. It's not a good toy. If you're not like me and you buy everything, you don't need it.
And what if you don't have an RC.
Yeah. If you don't have one, if you
go to Big Bad Toy Store and buy the Thrilling 30 one.
Yeah.
Or go on eBay and get a cheap Energon RC.
I love
it's,
Energon
it's
RC.
It's really kind of sad because in terms of just the body design itself, I think it's a better representation of G1 RC than any other version we have gotten or are getting, and that includes the Masterpiece. It's just that the toy built around it is not particularly worth it. I haven't particularly pre-ordered this, so I have a feeling that I am just going to leave the Paradron Medic 2-pack being the only way I end up with that mold.
Unfortunately.
The one with Ratchet.
You know,
go ahead, I guess. Sorry. I was going to say, when Energon turns 20, can we get a redo of the Energon RC and make it a deluxe?
I wish.
Oh, that would be nice. You could actually do a pretty nice one of those off of the Prime RC mold, now that I think about it.
Yeah, actually. So what this RC really is Cybertron Thunderblast again.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Except probably a little worse, because Thunderblast minimally integrated the robot with the boat, because the shins formed part of the hull. As best I have seen from pictures, RC's robot mode does not incorporate into the vehicle in any way.
And this is also being re-released as Alita 1, so... Yeah,
we're getting at least 3 uses of this mold this year.
Oh boy, why do they always do this with the worst molds?
Why don't they just make better molds for the female characters to begin with?
Yeah, that's a valid question.
I completely forgot about Thunderblast.
I don't blame you.
I forgot about Alita 1.
I don't know who Thunderblast is, actually.
From Transformers Cybertron, the one female Decepticon turns into a boat with a big missile launcher thing.
That BotCon repainted into an Alita 1.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about... We'll move and do one news item and then jump to a topic and go back to the news. We got Transformers Tuesday, Generation Selects, Diaclone Sunstreaker 2-pack, and Red Wing.
I can explain this right now. Hasbro knew that my birthday was coming up, and they're like, what can we do? Diaclone homage. Thank you, Hasbro. Best birthday present ever.
You know, you might be onto something there, because I certainly don't deserve this.
So
I never thought they'd do a 2-pack.
I didn't think they'd do a 2-pack either. I thought we'd probably get spent out. I was not expecting a Cordon at all.
Yeah.
And with a little bit of remolding, because he has the light bar.
Mm-hmm. Spin out looks great. I just think it.
They both look really good.
Yeah,
they do.
They both look better than Sunstreaker.
Because it's not having to suffer under yellow plastic paint.
Yeah.
So Matt's very happy. A lot of people I saw online were very happy with this. But it leads us though to ask. So next week is our last Tuesday reveal. So what's it going to be, and what should it be? And do you think they're going to continue doing this sort of thing in the future? And how would you like to see that done?
I definitely think they're going to keep doing it. What I would like is, since we have the Unicron coming out, you know, sometime next year, what I would really like to see is a deluxe size Dead End to kind of homage the Armada Unicron, and to have something to go with Armada Unicron that's deluxe size, like you know, the Fort Max has Cerebros, and Scorponok has what's his name again?
Megazarak.
Yeah, Fast Track or Megazarak, or, you know, I just feel like we need something deluxe to go with Unicron.
It'd be fun.
I got a deluxe Dead End right here. Like, that would totally work, right?
That's a great Dead End. I love that figure.
It's a great deco. Any excuse to show that off on camera. It was Transformers Prime Deluxe Dead End.
All right, so rampant speculation here. What do we think the next one is going to be?
Well, so I've got a theory on how I want this to play out. So, like, if we look at this as a game of escalation, like, theoretically, for the final Transformers Tuesday, they need to top Spinout and Corden, which is a tall, tall order. Like, if it was me, I would expect that to have been number five. That would be, like, the pinnacle of this whole Selects reveal process. For my own personal purposes here, one of the very few things that could top this would be what I've been wanting for years and years and years, which would be Generations E-Hobby Sunstorm.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, the technical-minded would say, like, Sunstorm should be done off of the Tetrajet mold because Sunstorm appeared on Cybertron, but, like, no, I specifically want a Generations version of the E-Hobby toy, which was just, you know, Earth Mode Starscream in beautiful, eye-searing orange and creamsicle.
And great on that Earthrise mold.
And mm-hmm. I think Generation Selects G2 Sandstorm kind of makes a precedent for doing something in that application, because it's a Generation Selects based off of a toy concept rather than a specific character interpretation. So I think that makes it less out of the realm of possibility they would do a redeco of Earthrise Starscream as Sunstorm rather than going for the Tetrajet. But like, I'd buy the Tetrajet also if it came down to that. As long as it's orange and not yellow, because that's always been my complaint with Hasbro Sunstorms. They go with yellow, which I guess makes sense in one way, but to me, Sunstorm's always going to be that original orange toy. Orange.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So I'm thinking, like, they are definitely stepping up. The next thing I would logically guess at, hope for, what my prediction for number five is Powered Convoy. Like, the Delta Magnus off of that.
I would love that.
Off mm-hmm. that Ultra Magnus. That's what I think it's going to be. What I wish it were going to be, but I absolutely know is never going to happen. Let's go Titan class and get that Black Zarek off of this excellent Scorponok mold.
So I don't know that they're going to escalate. I honestly think it was probably going to be something of a letdown. So what I'd actually like to see would be a Slicer off of Will Jack, just because I like Slicer.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Those are good colors.
Yeah.
Well, and in a more realistic sense, like I think too, it might not be for right now, but like the Bailiff from the Quintesson Pit of Judgment set, that retool of the Elecon, like I think that's going to end up in Selects at some point, and it probably wouldn't be what they reveal this coming Tuesday, but it could be.
Now, well, should this continue in the future, I want more Diaclone stuff. Like, I need a blue Streak. I need a black Ironhide. Yes. We need a red Mirage.
Oh, dear God, yes.
There was,
yes, with all opaque plastic.
All opaque plastic, absolutely. There was one more I was thinking of.
Sorry.
Crap, what was it? Lost my train of thought.
Black Tracks.
See, I wasn't thinking of that one. But Red Mirage popped in my head and knocked my third one out of there. So, oh, Red Hoist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for low-hanging fruit, I was going to say the Black Ironhide. But that would be kind of like, here's another Diaclone to go with the two we released last week, and good night.
On Patreon, patrons suggested, Mark Alley said Delta Magnus, which I, again, great minds think alike.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Crow said G2 Blackout concept.
Oh, yeah, another Seeker.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Or an Earthrise Barricade.
We think we're actually getting Barricade in on the Netflix waves down the line. So that may happen regardless.
Jason Hiley said Artfire. But
yeah. Right.
Something not G1 would be great. Again, Delta Magnus, though, potentially. And he would enjoy more of these in the future if he lived in a time zone that was more compatible with this being in Asia.
Yeah, I think we pretty much have to resign to this last one being G1 just because they haven't gotten past the G1 molds yet. But if they do this again, like around Kingdom time, then you could probably get some different.
Hey, if it's Diaclone, it's not G1.
Yeah, it's Proto G1. It's
Proto G1. Yeah. Spider Bob said the Ark. He wants the Ark.
Okay, dreaming big there.
Yeah. So, what else? Any other rampant speculation?
Well, Rodimus Supreme wants Bengal Tiger Tigatron next year.
Ooh, I'd buy that.
For a dollar.
Oh my god, what was that? Sorry.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need better soundproofing in there, man.
Yeah. This room happens to be between the 3-year-old, 4-year-old's room and the 8-year-old's room, so.
Oh, oh
yeah.
No. You're going to
get that noise. Yeah.
Is there anyone that thinks it's not something, but they would really like it?
I would not mind.
Yeah, Sunstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, Black Ferric.
Yeah. Like, I was thinking of the worst case scenarios to what it could be, and just under the circumstances, I'm going to say Double Clouder.
I would even take a Battle Convoy. Just Earthrise Optimus with the convoy on the trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, that is, at thinking about it though, that's actually another possibility, is that a little bit left field, given that those molds are a few years old, but they could finally do Darkwing and Dreadwind as Buster and Hydra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't be super different from the retail version, but they are so far removed from when they came out, that wouldn't really matter that much.
Just change the purples to reds pretty much. And there you go.
And for that matter too, like if they wanted to do that as like a $50 set instead of a $40 two pack, do more redecos of the, you know, the cassette guys as their Power Masters.
Alternately, if there's any Prime Master Pretender armors out there that they never got out, that get putting those in some kind of Master Force set would be nice too.
There was the Cloudburst retool that they showed off for Grand Max when they were doing that campaign.
Yeah.
So that exists and was never released. So theoretically, that's something they could go back to. But I don't feel like they'd probably go back to Prime Masters ever.
Ooh, yeah. One more thing. Do you think since Soundwave is getting released as a Walmart exclusive, they might do like a Sound Blaster or something?
It's not impossible.
I expect Sound Blaster to show up somewhere. He was in the Siege show.
I hate to say it though, but probably because he was in the Siege show, if he does show up, he will be like the deco you wanted and the mold you wanted with a Mercenaries faction symbol.
That horrible Mercenaries faction symbol.
Toy Hack
over clear plastic.
Yes. That'll look nice with a like good foil Decepticon sticker on there.
Yeah. If it's a paint app over clear plastic, you can usually scrape that off non-destructively.
Anything else?
Like my last long shot thing, like not likely, but not, I guess, not 100% impossible, would be an Omega Guardian.
Ooh, yes. I would buy all of these things.
Don would be happy. Okay, so jumping into the rest of the news. Toy Fair's been postponed.
No.
What?
Yeah, we all saw that coming, sadly.
We're disappointed, but are we surprised?
No.
No.
So I didn't even realize there was a Toy Fair Dallas, but that usually held in October.
I didn't know either.
No.
John, why aren't you there? Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I was sniping on a auction. I don't know. I know exactly where it's done, but I don't know. So one of these years, I should take off work and mosey on down.
I mean, I don't think Toy Fair Dallas is like the same as we think of Toy Fair New York.
No, but it's fun.
Yeah.
all the like, same.
That I'm sure is much more for real trade show than what the New York event has become.
For sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, just
go ahead.
Does anyone know when it was postponed till?
So the Dallas one is not going to happen until next year when it would have happened ordinarily. Toy Fair New York right now, they're just kind of looking at putting something together in the spring of next year. So they're going to try to carry that out as early as they can. It's just definitely not happening the normal weekend in February.
Well, I mean, one good thing to come out of it, at least I won't have to worry about standing outside freezing my tail off till the event opens.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, for our specific purposes, I don't think we're going to lose out much besides like the specific experience of being there in person. Hasbro will absolutely do some kind of streaming event to do their product reveals, plus you know, the exclusive previews that they farm out to well-known Transformers websites like Screen Rant
mm-hmm.
and GameSpot.
IGN, of course.
Yeah. I think they did MTV one year.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm in the middle of making a Transformers-related purchase.
Oh, Brian's audio is very weird right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slightly ominous. Nothing major.
Yeah, on my side, it sounds fine.
Okay.
It's like his noise gate was working in reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It probably was.
Oh, okay.
It's a gate and an expander. So, yeah.
Well, I just haven't expanded the gate.
Yeah. But hey,
you know, on the other hand, we do have something new announced.
Yeah. Hasbro PulseCon. I guess that means there's no HasCon ever.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I guess this is our replacement for HasCon.
And SDCC.
And New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's three shows in one.
And US and Canada only, which has made our friends in the UK, which I would say the UK, I mean, I guess just when it comes to volume of trans fans in the English-speaking world, the UK is probably third after Canada, but it's probably close. So there's a lot of fans who feel like Hasbro doesn't give a crap about them.
Like, I think they're right to feel left out or marginalized by this. But like, I don't think Hasbro is doing this maliciously. Like, they're not setting out to exclude the rest of the world. I think it's kind of a case of, since it's Hasbro PulseCon, and Hasbro Pulse specifically is a retailer that covers the United States and Canada, like, in that context, it's kind of natural to expect that the Hasbro Pulse event is going to be for those territories also. Like, they're not going to show and debut products for places where they can't be ordered from.
So,
like, that's kind of my take on it.
Yeah.
You know, I hope Hasbro in other regions is planning to do something similar, or at least make the products available for the fans in those places, you know, on a similar time frame. But like, I at least on one level get why this is region restricted.
Yeah.
But I think Hasbro could do with more transparency on that matter too, just to try to smooth some of the international reaction to it.
Yeah, it'd be nice if there's some way to, make good.
All the formerly SDCC exclusives apparently are going to be made available during Hasbro PulseCon, which is the last Friday and Saturday of this month, I think.
The 25th and 26th.
Yeah, it's during the week, isn't it?
It's a Friday and a Saturday.
And a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to miss the first day because I'll be at work.
I'll miss both days.
And I'll probably miss the second day because I'll be.
Yeah, I'll probably just miss the stuff that I want, like that Marvel Legends Hellfire Club set and the Pit of Judgment.
I have hopes that because there isn't a San Diego Comic-Con, like, there's a lot more inventory to be directed to the online sales, and it's not going to be the stereotypical, you know, get your SDCC leftovers on Hasbro Pulse or Hasbro Toy Shop as it used to be.
If you can beat the bots, do them.
Well, at least Hasbro Pulse does enforce purchase limits on a lot of their stuff.
Yes, didn't make a difference last year.
I guess, but last year it was literally leftovers from the show.
Was it bad last year?
It was horrible last year.
For some of the stuff, it was. The Power Rangers set in particular was kind of a nightmare to even think about getting. Mm-hmm. Matt went on several tirades about that last year.
So angry.
Check back in the archives about 55 episodes, let's say, something like that. Wherever San Diego Comic Con fell last year, and the exclusives released online.
Those are usually in September, aren't they? Like a month after. I remember.
It
sounds right.
It has been since the Pulse changeover, at least with Hasbro Toy Shop. It was a lot more random.
Oh, it's totally random.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Hasbro PulseCon. It's another in a long string of Hasbro really like embracing and adapting to this. Everything has to be a live stream now for like fan engagement and product reveals.
So something I just didn't and still don't understand. So this happened right in the middle of moving. The second Netflix War for Cybertron spoiler pack was revealed, and it's available on Pulse to order.
Also, like Entertainment Earth, Big Bad Toy Store, probably TF Source.
But it's Nemesis Prime.
Yeah.
But it's Nemesis Prime, but it doesn't have the good paint of the Japanese one. But yeah, this correct. One, but this one comes with a black version of the Earthrise trailer. This is the Siege mold, Optimus Prime, but it comes with the Earthrise trailer. And the Power of the Primes add-on parts, the like the Armada-inspired arm blasters and the Darksaber.
Mm-hmm. I don't get this.
And what infuriates me, because it's the one thing I want in the pack, is a red Slitherfang.
Yes, red Hisplank.
I'm so glad that's caught on.
I don't understand why they just didn't do this in the Earthrise.
Because the Earthrise mold is being concurrently used in the Voyager assortment for the Netflix series.
Yeah.
So I think the whole reason they're able to have the Siege cab robot with the Earthrise trailer is because they're producing Earthrise Prime in a different deco. And they are just taking the produced trailer parts and putting them with these Siege robot toys, parts. Yeah. Yeah. The same way that they are running from, I'm sure, a separated tooling, the Power of the Primes, Nemesis Prime extra weapon parts. You know, they're taking elements from three different things because it's set up to be able to do that and putting it all together when it goes to wherever it goes for packaging.
You know what all this is going to make me want to do is buy a Nemesis Prime in the Earthrise mold whenever they do that, because they haven't done that yet, right?
Correct.
So that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to buy this, and then I'm going to have to buy the Nemesis Prime in the Earthrise mold.
Well, you have to buy this one for the black trailer, so you can put it with the Earthrise single pack Optimus Prime, so you can get your G2 Optimus Prime.
Yeah, I've seen people mention that on Twitter, because that's actually a set of repro labels, and that will be a pretty perfect match.
Oh, crap. You're right.
And I think people were suggesting also that the Earthrise use, or the Netflix use of Earthrise Optimus in the Voyager assortment seems like it had darker blues, which would also be consistent with G2.
Yep, darker blues, and I think a slightly more muted red as well.
So, like, yeah, I think they're, like, stealth G2 Optimusing us across two toys,
but
that's actually wants.
Yeah, that's far, far too expensive for me to piecemeal together, you know, the Nemesis Prime that I would want or the G2 Optimus Prime that I would want. So I'm just not going to buy any of them.
Well, good news, Matt. This, at least at Walmart, this leader spoiler pack will probably go on deep clearance within a matter of weeks.
Well, my Walmart won't stock them to begin with. So
and I wonder if Walmart bought too much of the first one, and that is why we're seeing all these other retailers carrying this
one. Yeah, so, like, my theory on this, and, you know, just using my reasoning here, it was obviously too late in the process of Netflix Wave 2 to cancel the spoiler packaging for this Nemesis Prime. And nobody realized somehow how bad of an idea blind box packaging is for a $60 toy. So there wasn't time to go back and change that or, like, cancel that price point even. So I think what has happened is Walmart probably backed out of some of their order. Mm-hmm. Because Walmart has the power to do that. Like, even if they have a contract, they can just say, yeah, no, we don't want to take these anymore. If you want to make a problem with that, we're not going to take any of them anymore. Sue us. Sue us. We'll just pay you off. We can afford to. We're Walmart. So Hasbro then has a bunch of backstock. And remember, the Ultra Magnus packs ended up on at least Entertainment Earth and Big Bad Toy Store for like $35.
Oh, yeah. Did?
Not too long after Walmart started clearancing them, which to me, that sounds like Hasbro had to do a buyback of the inventory that probably at least...
Yeah,
they did a buyback of whatever was still in the distribution centers. Yeah, like, the stuff that went to the stores got clearanced out everywhere that carried them, and Hasbro had to do a buyback of everything else because Walmart wasn't having that anymore, obviously. This suddenly turning up at all of these fan channel retailers, as Hasbro puts it, that has to be a sign of Walmart just saying, like, no, we are not taking all of this again. We are not taking this bath a second time.
I agree. Rob, were you trying to say something a minute ago?
Sorry.
Was I? I think I was probably trying to say the same thing about the G2 Prime thing that you were, Matt, but if I was trying to say anything after that, it has left my brain.
Yeah, sorry if I steamrolled over anything.
Don't worry about it.
I tend to do that, you know.
Cool.
It happens. I've done it myself.
Yeah.
So, Ratchet and Lifeline, we mentioned it before.
Kind of. We mentioned Lifeline.
I'm not nearly as excited about that Lifeline part of that 2-pack anymore.
It's not the right Lifeline.
Well, that Ratchet, you really don't want to look at from the back in vehicle mode because those feet are ugly.
Well, it's the same problem Ironhide has.
Yeah, there's a few design choices on Ratchet that I'm not 100% thrilled with. For one, just give me a G1 Ratchet with red hands, damn it, finally. And also just the black legs just don't match any color scheme for Ratchet that I am aware of. So,
They had to mold those tires, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's the same reason that Siege Ratchet had white tires, but they were okay with that because Cybertronian vehicle.
Luckily, I think I still have a spare Siege Ratchet around here somewhere, so I may do some mix and match parts.
Yeah, that might be harder than you think, though, because a lot of that stuff is pinned in.
Yeah. Walkie actually tried it and found that the parts that you need to give Ratchet white legs are fairly easily removable without dealing with pins.
Hooray! Ooh, okay. That mold also has white hands that are much easier to paint, so.
Yeah, so... of the two, I think I'd have Earth Mode Ratchet be correct, so I may mix and match those myself, even though I only have the one Siege Ratchet.
Yeah. Well,
good thing I have extra Ratchets.
Yeah. I've got two of them also. So, more interestingly with this probably is this new Galactic Odyssey collection that this is kicking off. This looks like it's going to be a string of Amazon exclusives. And so this is... Story-wise, this would be like between Siege and Earthrise. It's the journey of the Ark through different points in space. The inside packaging flap has a space map on it with 5 planets called out. Paradron's the first one that they're visiting on the journey. And
the Paradron medic.
While they're not updating it very well, they did have like a feature page that had a sort of countdown. It has the number 29 on it, and it says the next reveal will happen in 29. Now it's been at 29 for like a week already.
Whoops.
But we can presume that the next reveal is intended to happen at the end of this month. And that'll be for, I think the next planet on the list is Micron.
I think so, yeah.
There's actually a lot of detail on the Amazon landing page for this Galactic Odyssey thing. So, with Transformers Tuesdays coming to an end, this seems like it's going to be the paste reveal event that's going to take over for that for the next few months, apparently.
Any ideas on...
Well, okay, so, figures? Like, from the planet names, you can extrapolate at least, like, a little bit. So, one of them is Dominus, which, from doing a little research... seems to be the probably more trademark enforceable version of Planet Master from, you know, Headmasters.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Ooh, so, Planet Beast?
Yeah, Biosphere would be Planet Beast. Micron would be Planet Micro from Zone.
Ooh.
I think there might be a chance with the Planet Micro, we might see some of the other missing cassette characters get represented, because if that would be... like Micromasters and stuff, they would need to do several of them to get, you know, a solid multi-pack price point.
I saw, like, some speculation that maybe that was for Micro Change, and we do have new mini-bot characters coming out, specifically Warpath and Huffer, I think, are getting new molds.
Another possibility for that, though, is Botropolis, which if that would be...
Oh, that's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, if that's like the Gobatron equivalent, you know...
Because we're getting Bug Bite, yeah.
Yeah, Warpath into, what, Treads? Something like that.
Yeah, I believe somebody mentioned that Botropolis is also the planet in the Hasbro version of Gobots, the kids' toys. So.
Yeah, the Go-Go Gobots.
Yeah, those.
Okay. That's what I was thinking of instead of Micro Change from Planet Micro.
Yeah, so there's a possibility we could end up with characters from that too.
Yeah, so like we can kind of get a sense of what the theming for this is going to at least be.
Weird probably, repaints.
Well, yeah, I mean, like what particular shape some of those repaints are going to take, if not the actual characters, but probably most of these sets are going to have like an Autobot character from the Ark. But I would imagine there'd be at least one Decepticon-centered one.
So,
which hopefully that'd be Planet Micro, so we can get a buzzsaw finally.
Yeah.
We keep talking more and more about the arc. So, I mean, this is just adding, to me, it's adding credibility that we're going to get an arc as the next, in some form, we're getting an arc. I mean, I would just, at this point, I'd be disappointed if we don't.
I'm going to be disappointed if we do.
Just don't care. At least either way, one of you will be disappointed, and yeah. I'll be delighted.
Yes. Yes, the rest Micron, of us will win.
Micron, do you think we might get, because we've got all sound blasts or sound waves minis, could we get blasters?
Well, no, we're missing Buzzsaw still, so we have to have Buzzsaw.
Well,
we have to have Buzzsaw.
We don't have enemy either. That's a two back right there.
Yeah.
Except I'm pretty sure the bird is gang molded to the Ravage. So it would have to be like Buzzsaw and Garboil or something like that.
But no one wants that Ravage toy again.
No.
Yes, well, unfortunately, you know, we don't always get what we want or don't want.
Can we make a ram horn out of that?
Actually, maybe. Yes,
you could.
I it would be an awful, awful ram horn, but like I don't see why you couldn't do something like that. Yeah.
Maybe it'd work better as a ram horn than a Ravage.
Awful.
The other problem too would be like if you wanted to get a rewind and eject off of the humanoid mold, like what would you remold the rat bat into to make it into something else that would be suitable? Because we're kind of running out of rat batable characters.
We only need rat bat.
We already have rat bat and wing thing.
Exactly. So.
Rat bat's awesome,
but yeah. We already have
not enough.
Well, I should amend that.
Actually, rat bat was ridiculously difficult to come by. So
yeah,
not be a bad idea.
I'm going to amend that statement. And like, cool people have rat bat already. Cool forward thinking people have siege rat bat. But yeah, no. If they wanted to fulfill the fan request for getting these specific tape people out again, like shoehorning them into a pack of Micromaster size stuff, like that would totally be a way to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the last news item, because I'm physically and mentally exhausted. I'm going to read it just like Chris wrote it. Who's that Generation Selects Pokemon?
So Takara Tomy's official Transformers Twitter account tweeted out a tease for the next Generation Selects project, because Super Megatron comes out at the end of this month in Japan. Those of us who ordered on Hasbro Pulse will probably have to wait until December or maybe Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
What we can see here is a silhouette that is obviously Volcanicus. I have to give credit to Autobase Aichi for this, for making the connection. The added shapes in the background are consistent with a pair of the giant, like, cleaver swords Grimlock had in Fall of Cybertron.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, we don't know anything about what this is actually going to be, or how it's going to be released, which is possibly why there's not, like, a specific news article about this yet, because there's virtually nothing to even say about it.
Everybody's seen Dino King.
Yeah, early on we were speculating Dino King just because, like, you know, jumping off of something like King Poseidon or God Neptune, it just kind of follows that line of thought. But, like, what's seeming more reasonable at this point, as the speculation, I guess, is maturing, one school of thought on this is it would be, like, more cartoon-accurate Dinobots, maybe with some retooling to make the combiner a little bit better. Or the other possibility might be G2 colors for the Power of the Primes Dinobots.
Interesting.
I can't see them going the Dino King route, because I mean that's the inner robots combined, and they weren't the dinosaurs. The dinosaurs were the pretender shells.
Yeah.
I don't think Takara Tomy would be willing to make that leap.
Probably not.
At the same time, I mean, what did the G2 Dinobot colors mean to them though?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's just gonna be a pack of, you know, slightly repainted Dinobots.
Yeah, could be.
In which case, I do not need that at all.
Yeah, what's the
point? Well, no. It's combined.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's going to seem odd for me to say this, even if it was in G2 colors, I think I would still skip this because, like, those Dinobot molds are okay. And, you know, in the moment when they were released, it was nice to have a full set of Generations Dinobots.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Studio Series is starting to come out with Dinobots next year. And I don't think they're going to leave that team unfinished. So, like, we're probably going to have a better option for that overall.
That don't, combine.
I don't. Yeah, I don't need those Power of the Prime.
Dinobots aren't supposed to combine.
Yeah, it goes against all laws of nature. Yeah, even if it was the G2 colors, I don't think I could be convinced to get this. Now, there's definitely like quality of life things they could do for normal Dinobot colors. Swapping out all that clear plastic that's on that's mixed into the original versions of those toys for opaques, especially like bright yellows or painted over in gold to look a little bit more like how it was in the animation. Because the transparencies on the original Dinobot toys weren't really represented in the media. So, you know, that's one immediate big thing they could do to kind of improve on the appearance of those. And if they are willing to go down the retooling road, they can really fix up, especially on Grimlock, some of the unfortunate design choices that were necessitated in the original engineering of the combined form. Or, you know, it could just be unmodified, slightly deco-changed Dinobots with, like, you know, a pile of new weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun. We'll see.
Hey, all of these things, anyway.
Yeah, oh, John's sorry, got John. A thought.
So, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think it's possible because we've gotten gender-swapped Megatron and the Mighty Orbots, so I think we could get anything. But it could be just like a hodgepodge of stuff. So it could be a bunch of random characters, not necessarily all Dinobot team, but it could be just this random, you know, buffet of obscure characters, because they did that with Grand Galvatron, and Grimlock just happens to be the torso.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've done crazy things before, so.
Oh, yes.
I don't think it's going to happen, but they've done
that. Yeah,
don't turn this into a toy that I have to buy, John.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen, because I might actually be interested in that. I don't need to go down this Generation Select Combiner road again. The only, like, Takara originated...
other than Guard City or Battle Gaia.
Well, I was going to say the only Takara-initiated combiner project I want anything to do with at this point is Raiden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the Raiden trains is a remold of Grimlock.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, if they want to try that, I want to see how it turns out.
Actually, yeah.
So, John, I noticed that there's a new shirt.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I love it.
The only scale in town. 3¾. That's what dreams are made of.
3¾ that looks a lot like the logo of a favorite toy line.
Yes, that comes in that scale. I don't know what you're talking about with your 6-inch lines. But,
it's a gem?
Yes. It is, in fact, gem. So there's an American Hero based design out there now on the shop that proudly states your affiliation or your pledges your loyalty to 3¾. Yes, to 3¾.
Trying to show it and not
is
having
it Rambo.
Also, yes,
that would be a it's great Jim shirt Rambo. For Atlanta.
Yeah, I love the shirt. I'm gonna get one.
Yeah. So and that also, like, by no coincidence, I finally, like, after like 7 years, upgraded my Adobe Creative Suite. So now I'm actually going to, like, mess around with stuff probably more. So
sweet. It's beautiful.
I hate the subscription model, but, like, up-to-date Adobe stuff is, like, awesome.
Yeah, it sure is. Also awesome discovering, again, like, 7 years too late, that your spouse is an educator and connecting the dots.
Or that you have a child.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've been able to get licensing very inexpensively since I have a kid in school now.
Oh, that's a great scam.
Yes.
Now I know why you got kids.
Yep. Cheaper software.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing Dononomics right there, Kilby.
It is. Also amazing Dononomics. You can go to patreon.com/TFRadio and become a patron. That'd be wonderful. Dr. Peter did it today. He is now a touched patron. He's awesome. And he needs help with getting that pit set coming out from Canada.
Sounds like a lot of people are going to need help with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but you two can be a patron. We have all sorts of stuff. We have a new returning podcast. That one episode of Star Trek bi-weekly. It will be out every other week, and it'll be exclusive to Patreon for 2 weeks. So pretty awesome.
Yeah. So the first episode is up for patrons right now. The next episode, which has already been recorded, should go up for patrons on the 12th. And then, of course, if you cannot become a patron, you know, we understand we're not trying to, like, you know, pressure you or, like, you know, hold content over your head entirely. We do have some completely patron-exclusive things, and they're cool things that you really should check on if you can. But if you can't become a patron and you still want to catch up with our thoughts on Star Trek, the first episode of The Return will go live for everybody on the 14th, which is a Monday.
Yep. And I'm going to post, I haven't recorded it yet, the RSC throwback for this August episode, but I didn't get a chance to record it because of the move, so I'll be recording that this weekend. And I will be discussing Mystery of Convoy and the Headmaster's Game. Mystery of Convoy, of course, for the Famicom, and the Headmaster's Game, which is for the Famicom Disk System. So I'll be talking about that and some other stuff, so I'm excited about it. So if you're interested in that, again, patreon.com/TFRadio. We have a new weekly podcast as well, History on the Fives, where we talk about what was going on 5, 10, 15 years ago in Transformers. And the last week's episode was great. We'll figure out who's going to be on this coming week's episode. We haven't recorded it yet, so. But really enjoying that podcast. I think it's something fun that we can do for our patrons. So it's not that we don't. And that's an exclusive podcast again for our patrons. It's not that we don't want to produce content for everybody else, but, you know, if we're going to produce the content, we want to put it in front of the people that are going to listen to it. So patreon.com/TFRadio. Actually speaking of, let's thank our touched patrons again. I'm going to screw up Peter's last name. I think he put it in the chat. let's see here. Peter Giannakopoulos. I'm going to completely butcher that, but thank you. Kevin Dorsey, Sean Bratton, Jacob Owen Lucia. I can say that it's because my voice is thrashed right now, that's the reason I couldn't pronounce it. Sean Hamilton, Mike Mallory, Jason Hiley, Jonathan James, Matthew Deadman, Hector Bones, Nathan Sampy, Spider Bob, Rabbits, Emmett Sresovich, Gaming Fix, Patrick Davidson, and Joey Russell. Thank you all so much. You guys are awesome. You can find those folks at tfradio.net/credits. Oh, and you can find us everywhere. We're basically literally everywhere. So, we haven't mentioned him during the show, but we've been watching along on our Discord at tfradio.net/discord. And we love our folks there. That's where we go and we monitor the chat during the live stream, and we can interact with our folks there. You know, the reason we do that is just one place where we can all get together, whether you're watching on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Where else do we stream? Twitch. Yeah. You can just all chat along at tfradio.net/discord, and we're there throughout the week. I'm not there as often as I'd like. I do. I mostly lurk during the week.
Me too.
Yeah. But you know what? One thing I really like is the folks on our Discord do a good job of posting news there. So sometimes if I want to know something, it's just all placed there on the Discord, and I don't even have to go search for it on Twitter. It's great.
That is pretty handy.
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
but yeah, you can find us most places at TF Radio, like on Twitter. On Instagram, we're at TF Podcast. Facebook.com/TF Radio. We have a Roku channel, a Fire TV channel. We're on Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, blah, 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 blah. Rob Springer. Brain
running out of steam so fast. Yeah,
that's the reason I've hardly been able to talk during this. It's not just that I'm tired. It's just my voice was a man. And, you know, next week, I've still got tons of crap to move this weekend, so I'll probably be thrashed into. Rob Springer's not here, but he's at zonebase.org. and at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter. I'm at B Kilby on Twitter and at Brian Kilby on Instagram. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, you can see the photos of the ducks that the kids in my neighborhood, new neighborhood, were walking. Never seen anything like it. It was so weird. Pretty cool though. Let's see here. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I have stuff for sale. Please come buy it because I need to replenish my funds because Amazon's just like throwing all of my pre-orders at me at once, basically. And it hurts. It hurts so bad.
And Hasbro just keeps announcing more.
Now, for a lot of what I do with the stuff I have on pre-order that's now all coming at me at once and costing me lots of money I kind of don't have, you can follow me for my photography work on social media at Play With Photos on Twitter or on Instagram at Play With Photography. All of my collected works, like galleries, articles, etc., are on playwithphotography.com. I'm working on some stuff to post in the upcoming weeks and hopefully do something interesting next month. Got some vague ideas of how that might materialize, and I just kind of need to push forward and actually make the time to do most of it. So coin toss, basically. If you like what I do and want to help show your support, help me do more of it, you can join my Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. For like $2 per month, you can help me to just kind of keep the operations going. And of course, with higher tiers, there's more benefits like credits on galleries and other such things that I might not even have thought of yet. Oh, and I have a Amazon wishlist at tfradio.net/chrislist. There's gift cards, which, you know, help with pre-orders that haven't been charged yet, which is increasingly fewer now. But it's also nice to just get random acts of kindness thrown at me in the mail.
Speaking of random acts of kindness, thank you, Diecast, for the Amazon card for my birthday. I appreciate that.
No problem. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You're awesome.
I know.
John, how do people get a hold of you?
That John D everywhere.
Everywhere?
Last I checked.
Oh, cool. Diecast.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diecast too. I post random stuff, I think.
Yeah, you do.
And then you can also like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and you can see all my reviews on tfradio.net/reviews.
Cool. Rob.
Okay, I am on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Rob Flails. Rob Flails is the official Twitter account of Flailthroughs, my gaming channel on YouTube, where I cover mostly Gundam games at the moment, Gundam Battle Operation 2 and Gundam Extreme Versus. Battle Operation 2 update goes live every Thursday morning because, probably early afternoon, realistically, because I'm up late to record it. But they're adding a new mobile suit a week. They just added the Dryson from Gundam Double Zeta, which is fun to use. Big axe hacks things. It's nice. And if you like what I'm doing there, patreon.com/flailthroughs. You can throw me a couple of bucks, request things in Gundam Extreme Versus Maxi Boost on or GBO2. And I also have the Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist.
Cool. Okay. Hey. We'll be back next week with Don. Happy B-Hey.
Girlfriend. Girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers, it's better than crack.